Unsecured guns are among the top contributors to the nation's gun violence, so a coalition of public officials and law enforcement is putting out the call to create new safety technology. Ron Hain, a sheriff based in neighboring Illinois, says of the tens of millions of gun-owning households in the U.S., fewer than half store their guns securely. Startups in recent years have brought some potentially promising products to market, such as different kinds of personalized locks. Hain says these are being tested by law enforcement officers and firearms experts.
We have to make guns childproof and as accident-proof as possible. In an age of technological innovation, this is not an unsolvable problem.
The Gun Safety Consortium wants to see more proposals for developing new technology to help private gun owners keep their weapons secure and help prevent gun-related crimes. Calls like these come as cities such as Milwaukee grapple with gun violence, prompting local leaders to describe it as a public health crisis. Hain notes about 1,000 guns are stolen from private gun owners each day, and they often enter trafficking pipelines. Jerry Bonavia heads the Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort, or WAVE. It isn't part of the coalition, but she agrees that in contrast to mass shootings, suicides and day-to-day violence tend to be overlooked.
You know, we don't talk about those, and yet for the families where, you know, these events are happening, they are equally as tragic and equally as devastating.
Diane Bosey with the Do Not Stand By Idly campaign says the consortium is asking cities across the country to commit to working to make firearms more secure, particularly large-scale gun purchasers like police departments.
We'll also begin work on the largest gun purchaser of all, the President of the United States.
By that, she means the federal government purchases guns for the military. According to police data, Milwaukee saw more than 190 homicides last year. 88% of them were shootings. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.